Grace and peace to you this morning from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Reformation. The significance of Reformation was that a man by the name of Martin Luther decided it was time to correct what had been said, what had been told, and what had been believed. Because he caught an entire world that was living in falsehood, and he corrected it. And you wonder today, as we sit here, how much do we hear that is spoken as fact when in fact it is not? It is not even true. But we are given the information and we develop our thoughts from faulty information. And my prayer today is that this Reformation message would open your hearts, that they would touch your heart and let you understand the importance of your Bible. For that is the only place we know of that we can go to find the truth. You're not going to find it on television. You're not going to find it in magazines. It's not in newspapers. The world is different than what you think it is, but we can only find out what it is by referring back to the only source of truth, the Bible. Christ talks about freedom. As we heard the message from John this morning, here we meet up with Jesus. Now, at that point in time, he's surrounded by a whole group of people that don't like him. They want to challenge him. And what's ironic is that these people were slaves. They were slaves not only to Roman authority at that time, but they were slaves to their own sins, to their traditions. In our reading, we hear Jesus gives these slaves the key to loosen the chains that bind them. He says this, listen, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, that's pretty simple. In fact, it was too simple. It was too much for these Pharisees, these big shots of the Jewish faith. They couldn't accept that. That was a tough answer. When Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, in fact, I'm the life, it was too much. They were a crowd of self-righteous, pure-blooded Jews, and they felt they had all of the answers. Their response to Jesus was rooted in their denial. Now listen to this. This is how they responded to him. Wait a minute. We're Abram's descendants, and we've never been slaves to anyone. How can you say that you shall set us free? The Jews denied that they had ever been slaves. Well, they were slaves of Rome. They were slaves of Egypt. And they were slaves of Babylon. Apparently, they forgot that. They denied the very history of their people. They denied also one key fact. They denied that they were slaves to sin. They blindly tried to believe in their own choices, their own actions, and their own merit. They were deniers of the truth. The truth hurt them. It is good news that we here today acknowledge the fact. If no other Sunday, we acknowledge it today. Each of us in this room are free. We are free people. And this is the day that we thank the Lord. We celebrate and we sing praises throughout the area because the Holy Spirit led one person into this cauldron of chaos, Martin Luther. He was brave, he was confident, he was vibrant. And he's considered one of the most influential people in the world. Martin Luther, something like the Pharisees from the readings, he did everything right. He tried to. He devoted himself to the study of God's word. He became a model monk. He made trips to Rome. He went to look at the relics. He confessed his sins with passion. He, by human standards, he had every right to feel good about himself. That, in fact, the church at that time told him he was good. They freely pointed him to all the rules that he had followed. They lauded him for his life. And they told him to find peace because he had done what he had did. Martin Luther should have been satisfied with himself. But he wasn't. In all these things that he did, Luther realized he still was not free. In fact, he was as bound and as hopeless and despairing as he ever was. And then he tried harder. He wanted to do better. And that didn't work. He couldn't find enough relics to worship. He could not find rest for his soul. There was no amount of study he could do to get rid of his worry. There were not enough hours to confess all of his sins. He was taught to rely on his own works for his freedom. But he found they were worthless. The harder he fought, the deeper he sank. The more he tried to rely on himself, the tighter he could feel Satan's grip on his soul. He was tortured by his conscience, paralyzed by his sins. And Luther found himself in a predicament that all of us eventually find. We're forced to confront the reality of God's holiness. And we're forced to face our own frailty. Now, we don't want to. We don't want to, as we want to be strong, courageous, stand alone, independence. We love that. But everything I said was false. It isn't true. And here's why. You can't face the truth. I can't face the truth. Because of this. God has standards you can't attain. God has rules that you cannot follow. God has demands that we cannot meet. Now, the Holy Spirit led Luther to seek the truth, the plain truth. God gave Luther the courage to look past the man-made rules. He moved him onward through the invented human tradition, these flawed, silly teachings that we had then and that we still have today. If you could take a look, and we talked about this earlier this morning, if you could take a look at all the religions that are popping up everywhere, and then you evaluated them on the accuracy and the doctrine, you will find them woefully short, and you would then wonder why would anyone invest their life into a fallacy? Because we don't know. That's why. A righteousness that comes not from us for doing the right thing or for being the right kind of person. Luther discovered a righteousness that only comes through, as you and I find out, the only way is through faith. that comes from Christ. Through his death and his suffering, there was joy in Martin Luther because he discovered the simple truth that Jesus suffered and had died. He paid the price we couldn't, we cannot ever pay. He righted the wrongs we could never right, and he cleansed the stains off of each of our souls that we could never clean. It was in God's word that Martin Luther finally looked from the shadow of the valley of death into the warm light of the gospel, the good news of salvation. He discovered freedom and the true freedom of knowing righteousness, purity, and holiness that comes from God and God alone. Can you imagine the feeling Luther had when he discovered what he did and what the words were from our Lord? The great news that Martin Luther received that day that sent his soul soaring is the same message that I'm giving you this morning. 500 years later, you're hearing the same words that Luther found in the Bible. Too often we would rather, we would rather be comfortable. You'd rather be comfortable than free. Denial is just as easy for us as it was for the people in Jesus' time. We place our hopes in our heritage instead of our faith. We hold up the things of the world. And sadly, we hide our faith. I hide my faith from people who desperately need it. And then we fall deeper and deeper. So today, as every day, we have a reason. You've got a reason to celebrate. We celebrate the truth that has made us free. Free by Christ, free through Christ, free in Christ. The same rays of the gospel light that shone on Martin Luther shine on us today. We are lifted up out of the pit. We are rescued from hell. We are raised from the chains of darkness because we have been made new in Christ. Let freedom ring. Amen.